Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to motivate, to inspire, and to inform. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is Friday, August 24th, 2018, and we're coming to you from the mothership in Raleigh, North Carolina. Today's podcast topic, emotional intelligence. We're glad you joined us today. So what do you know about the term emotional intelligence? If you're in business, you know there's been a lot of discussion in certain circles in the past few years about emotional intelligence. Have scientists discovered some new form of intelligence? What's the term mean? Well, before you get all worked up about this, let me first say this. It's nothing new. In 1995, psychologist Daniel Goleman published a book that featured the term, and the concept of emotional intelligence began. I'll let you know a secret, though. A lot of people have had a lot of emotional intelligence long before the term ever became popular. EQ, as it's often called, is simply an awareness of the emotions of your own self and the emotions of those around you. Does this sound a lot like somebody who cares for others, is empathetic, compassionate, and other adjectives associated with an authentic, caring person? Well, yes, it does. So obviously a lot of people are highly intelligent emotionally, yet have no formal education on the subject. If you're one of those people, thank you for enriching the lives of those around you. I know many people who are like this, and I'm sure you do as well. Hopefully you're one of them. If not, we're going to give you some tips today on how you can become a little more emotionally intelligent. And by the way, research has shown that someone with a high EQ will outperform someone with a high IQ 70% of the time. So yes, EQ is in fact important. So let's talk about some of the attributes of someone with a high EQ. They'll have a strong understanding of their own emotions. They're in touch with themselves. They'll have excellent self-awareness, mindful of their emotions. They can also control those emotions. They're not prone to outbursts of anger, moodiness, withdrawal. They can maintain a calm, positive attitude under stressful conditions. All good things, wouldn't you agree? They're also authentic, real people, not fake or put on. Frauds are easily picked out or crowd, so if you think you're fooling people, you're not. People with high EQ will have excellent social skills, or people skills, it's often referred. They're comfortable around people, they smile, they look people in the eyes, they listen attentively, and they're interested in other people. They recognize and care about the emotions of others, and yes, to do this you need to have a good understanding of nonverbal communication so you can recognize and interpret the emotional conditions of others. Now that may mean you need to go out and buy the book Spoken Silently, and that's available in bookstores, little plug there. Now, if you care about people, this is genuine, authentic caring, the type of caring that puts others before you. If somebody needs your help, you're there. If you see somebody you don't know and they need your help, you help them. You're compassionate. When I see videos of people walking past people or over people sometimes who have fallen or in distress on the sidewalks or somewhere, it turns my stomach. Is this what we've become in this country? I hope not. You know, you're generous with your time and your resource. How much time do you give to those in your lives that need the time the most? Your kids, your elderly parents, shut-ins, those who are lonely in nursing homes. People with high EQ don't criticize, complain, gossip, or condemn. Try going a day without complaining. It's hard. It's actually kind of life-changing. People with high EQ, they let go of the past. They don't hold grudges. They forgive others and they move on. They're not easily offended. They don't allow negativism a place to live and rot you from the inside out. They don't allow others to bring them down. They don't allow toxic people to be around them. They give others the credit and say thank you, please. They're kind and mannerly to everybody. They're quick to give a true compliment and to praise others. Provide helpful feedback to others, not criticisms. They take care of themselves, physically, emotionally, and spiritual. They eat right, they exercise. They have a spiritual dimension in their life. You go to church. You take downtime. Put the smartphones down. You take vacations. You disconnect. You turn your work off at night and the weekends. And you concentrate on what's important, whether that's the kids, your wife, your husband, your family. They communicate well and often, especially with those closest to them. How's that working out for you if you have kids, if you're a parent today? Are you communicating with your kids every day, finding out what's going on in their lives, what's important, what's happening, school starting? You better be on top of that. You better be finding out what your kids are doing at school, who their friends are, where they're going, what they're doing. This is especially critical as a parent. You don't let anxiety, fear, or stress take over your life. You have self-discipline. You resolve conflict without fighting or screaming. You let others win. You apologize. And you admit it when you're wrong. Ever heard the phrase, the first to apologize wins? Try that out. So do you have good emotional intelligence today? If you don't, you can start loading up on it today. If you're a boss and you're lacking in these areas, take up the habits of emotional intelligence and become a leader. The best and most effective leaders in any organization have strong emotional intelligence. That's without a doubt. Are you a parent and you need to work on your emotional intelligence? You'll want to do just that. And you want to pass these traits on to your children. Are you in the workforce and you need a little uptick of your emotional intelligence? Well, jump right in. The water's great. Emotional intelligence is achievable by anyone and everyone, but it takes effort. Turn off the selfish man switch and turn on the caring, empathetic man switch or woman switch. Take a long look in the mirror today. Look deeply into your eyes and ask yourself who you really are at the core. Do you need to change your course? Then do it. Want to live a happier, more fulfilled life with meaning and purpose? Try some emotional intelligence. I hope you have a great weekend. And I hope you take the time to enjoy life and all the interesting people around you. Thank you for joining us today. Until next week.